Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul.
Welcome to the Unknown Bible, the broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us now for today's Bible study with our pastor, Bevan Zwelder.
Today we are studying Thanksgiving. Our text found in Leviticus chapter 7, verses 11 to 15, perhaps 16, contains the first mention of anything to do with Thanksgiving in the Bible. And I mean any word form, thanks, thank you, thankful, Thanksgiving. The first occurrence is in Leviticus chapter 7. And by studying this passage, we can learn much about Thanksgiving and what it entails. Let's read the passage, Leviticus chapter 7, beginning with verse 11. And this is the law of the sacrifice of peace offerings, which he shall offer unto the Lord. If he offer it for a thanksgiving, then he shall offer with the sacrifice of thanksgiving unleavened cakes mingled with oil and unleavened wafers anointed with oil and cakes mingled with oil of fine flour fried. Besides the cakes, he shall offer for his offering leavened bread with the sacrifice of thanksgiving of his peace offerings. And of it he shall offer one out of the whole oblation for an heave offering unto the Lord, and it shall be the priest's that sprinkleth the blood of the peace offerings, and the flesh of the sacrifice of his peace offerings for thanksgiving shall be eaten the same day that it is offered. He shall not leave any of it until the morning. We'll read verse 16 because we're going to refer to it when we make the first point from this text. But if the sacrifice of his offering be a vow or a voluntary offering, it shall be eaten the same day that he offereth his sacrifice, and on the morrow also the remainder of it shall be eaten. Now that's a vow and a voluntary offering. You'll notice the thanksgiving offering is eaten the same day that it is offered, and he shall not leave any of it until the morning. Now you read that passage there with me, and you're thinking, now how in the world am I going to learn any New Testament doctrine, any New Testament application out of that passage of Scripture that's going to help me with Thanksgiving? Well, if that thought has crossed your mind, believe me, it crossed mine before it crossed yours. I was really wanting to do something on Thanksgiving, obviously, and looking in this passage, which is the first occurrence of any expression of thanks or Thanksgiving, I'm thinking, well, whew, I'm not going to get much out of that. I better keep going. But you know, sometimes you just sense you better read every word carefully. You better look at everything carefully. So I thought, well, okay, I'll go back and look at everything here carefully. And I'm going to tell you something. There is a lot in this passage about Thanksgiving. There is a lot that we can learn about Thanksgiving based upon what we're reading in this passage of Scripture. Now let's go over it carefully. I'm going to read it to you again. Think carefully about what you're reading, and I want to put it all in context for you, because hopefully that will really help you as we go through the text to visualize where you are in the passage, okay? Again, Leviticus chapter 7, verse 11. This is the law of the sacrifice of peace offerings which he shall offer unto the Lord. Verse 12. If he offer of it for a thanksgiving, there's the word, then he shall offer with the sacrifice of, there's the word again, thanksgiving, unleavened cakes mingled with oil, and unleavened wafers anointed with oil, and cakes mingled with oil of fine flour fried. Besides the cakes, he shall offer for his offering leavened bread with the sacrifice of thanksgiving. There's the word again. Of his peace offerings, and of it he shall offer one out of the whole oblation for an heave offering unto the Lord, and it shall be the priest's that sprinkleth the blood of the peace offerings. and the flesh of the sacrifice of his peace offerings for thanksgiving shall be eaten the same day that it is offered. He shall not leave any of it until the morning. So what's going on? Well, what's happening here is that God is laying out for Moses the various kinds of offerings. There are sin offerings, there are burnt offerings, there are meat offerings, there are trespass offerings. And then here we're reading about sin offerings, or peace offerings. We're reading about peace offerings. Now, when you look at those in the passage of Scripture that we're in right now, here's what you find. All right? There are offerings of thanksgiving within the category of peace offerings, and they are offered with unleavened cakes, unleavened wafers, and cakes mingled with oil of fine flour fried. So an unleavened cake, unleavened wafers, and fried cakes like a donut, or some of you might remember fried cornbread. Okay? And all of these are either mingled or anointed with oil. Then he can also offer leavened bread with this offering. It's only one of the offerings that allows for the offering of leavened bread. And then he takes a portion of this for a heave offering unto the Lord, and that becomes the priest's. And then the sacrifice, or the flesh of this sacrifice, he eats, and he has to eat it the same day that it's offered. Okay? So that's what's going on in this text. All right, let's go in and see what we can learn about thanksgiving. First of all, we see this. The thanksgiving offering is a subcategory of peace offerings. In other words, we have thanksgiving offerings in verse 12, which are part of the peace offerings. And then there are also two other offerings that can be given within the peace offerings. And those would be in verse 16, a vow or a voluntary offering. So thanksgiving offerings are part of the peace offerings. Now, what's important about that? Well, this is important because it shows us that peace with God is contingent upon our thanksgiving. Turn with me to Philippians chapter 4. I'll show you what we're talking about. Philippians chapter 4. This is a great eye-opener if you haven't seen it before. All right, in Philippians chapter 4, in verses 6 and 7, watch what Paul says. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, watch it, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Aha! So I see something. Oftentimes, people who are careful and troubled about something that they've been praying about for a good while, never find this peace of God that passeth all understanding. They continue to worry. They continue to stress. They continue to be troubled. They continue to be despondent. They continue to be depressed. They continue to be in trouble. Why? Because they're not getting the peace of God. Why? And the answer is because they are not praying with thanksgiving. You see, Thanksgiving, the thanksgiving offering is not just a thanksgiving offering. The thanksgiving offering is a peace offering. Aha! Indicating that thanksgiving is associated with peace and peace is associated with thanksgiving. So reading Philippians chapter 4 verses 6 and 7 again, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer, you're doing that. And supplication, that's that humble, earnest type of prayer, you're doing that. But the part you've left out is the thanksgiving. By prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And then the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. I've seen it. I've watched it so many times. People get so upset, so stressed, so despondent over these prayer requests and things that aren't being answered, and they're not thankful. They complain, they murmur, they're almost upset with God. Listen, this will change your prayer life if you will take and add thanksgiving to God in with those prayers and supplications. Thanksgiving, listen, Thanksgiving is vital to receiving the peace of God in prayer. That's right. And you see it here, of all places, in Leviticus chapter 7, verses 11 and 12. Isn't that amazing? It's absolutely amazing. And you see it, of course, in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, but now you see it in the very first mention of the word. Peace and thanksgiving are associated with each other in the very first context in which you find any reference to thankfulness in your Bible. I think it's firmly planted and impressed upon our minds. We cannot murmur. We cannot complain. We cannot gripe and bellyache when we find ourselves in circumstances where we're careful. We have to be thankful. And boy, when we are, here comes that peace of God. All right, here's the second thing. The Thanksgiving offering, watch it, is an offering. That should seem obvious, but look at verse 12, Leviticus chapter 7, verse 12. If he offer it for a thanksgiving, then he shall offer with the sacrifice of thanksgiving the cakes and so forth. Watch it. If he offer it for a thanksgiving. So the thanksgiving offering is an offering. All right, well, what's the big deal about that? What do we get from that? This is the offering, and it is offered, listen, or presented to God. Do you understand? When you look up the word offering, it's something presented to God. You understand? It's not presented to, I mean, the priest is the one that's helping to get this executed, but this thing is between the man and God. The priest gets a part out of the whole oblation, but this is an offering, and therefore it is to God. You say, well, what's the point? How many times have you heard people say these two words? Thank goodness. You ever heard that? How many times have you ever heard people say these two words? Thank heavens. All right? How many times have you ever heard people say these four words? Thank your lucky stars. Now listen, when somebody says thank goodness, they're not offering thanksgiving to God. They're thanking goodness, whatever goodness is. When a person says thank your lucky stars, they're not thanking God. They're not offering thanksgiving to God. They're thanking the stars. I guess that means you got to read the horoscope to see what it was that the stars did in your day. Or how about this? Thank heavens. Well, that's not God. That's not God at all. Now, you've probably heard those expressions that I just quoted, or you've heard some variant of these. Listen, none of these is offered to God. There is nothing in thank goodness. There's nothing in thank your lucky stars. There's nothing in thank heavens that is offering thanksgiving to God. You're just up there offering it to some thing called goodness or the lucky stars, whatever those are, or the heavens, whoever those are. Listen. When you are truly thankful, offer your thanks to God. David shows you how to do this in 1 Chronicles chapter 16. Turn with me to 1 Chronicles chapter 16 and look at verse 8. And let's see what David said about thanksgiving, offering thanksgiving to God. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, look at verse 7 for the context and 8 for the verse. All right, the Bible says that on that day David delivered first this psalm to thank the Lord into the hand of Asaph and his brethren. Here's what he said. Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name, not heavens, not goodness, not lucky stars. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Well, there you go. That's how you do it. Thank God. So the next time something happens and you want to give an expression of thanksgiving, thank God, because that's what we call him. Or thank the Lord, because that's his name. Listen, don't be ashamed to let the people know that you are thanking God. Isn't that funny? I think people change it to thank goodness or thank heavens because they don't want people to know they're thanking God. Well, if they don't know that you're thanking God, how is God supposed to know that you're thanking God? Don't be ashamed of God. Don't be ashamed to let people know that you're thanking God. Thank Him. And then, as David said in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 8, let them know what you're thanking Him for. David said, make known His deeds among the people. Thank God for, you know, a good night's sleep. Thank God for the beautiful day. Thank God for the provisions. Thank God for the money that came in to pay this bill. Thank God He's given me a day with good health, you know, or whatever you're thankful for. And you can think of many things. Remember, the Thanksgiving offering is a peace offering. It is a peace offering. So, that's where you get peace, is by being thankful to God when you pray. Thanksgiving offering is an offering. And because it's an offering, it's offered to God. So thank God. Now here's the next thing. And we see it right here in Leviticus. Of all things, we're getting some New Testament doctrine on thanking God by going all the way back to the Old Testament and finding the first occurrence of the word thanksgiving in your Bible. And it's in Leviticus chapter 7. Here's the next thing we see. The thanksgiving offering is a sacrifice. Again, we're in Leviticus chapter 7, verse 12. If he offer it for a thanksgiving, then he shall offer it with, watch it, the sacrifice of thanksgiving. He shall offer with the sacrifice of thanksgiving, unleavened cakes and so forth. Ho-ho. What does that mean? Well, that means that the blood of a sacrifice was shed. The man came and brought a lamb, for instance, as his thanksgiving offering, and the priest killed that lamb, and blood was shed. You say, wow, well, what do we make of that in the New Testament? Well, we, that's you and I, can now come directly to God with our thanksgiving rather than having to come through a priest because of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Do you see, in Leviticus chapter 7, in verse 14, a portion of this offering had to be given to the priest that sprinkled the blood of the peace offerings. Do you see that? And we don't have to do that. We don't have to come through that priest because the blood of a sacrifice acceptable to God has already been shed by Jesus Christ, our high priest. It is by Jesus Christ that we can offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 13. You're going to love this. Hebrews chapter 13. In Hebrews chapter 13, look at verse 15. Now notice the context, verse 12. Hebrews 13, 12. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Drop down now, verse 15. By him, that is Jesus Christ, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. So thanksgiving is a sacrifice. We see that in Leviticus chapter 7. We see it in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. Because of Jesus Christ. Oh, that's wonderful then. That's wonderful because you know what that means? You and I don't have to kill something. Blood doesn't have to be shed again. It's already been shed. Therefore, our thanksgiving is a spiritual sacrifice that is acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Turn to 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2 and look at verse 5. In 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 5, the Bible says, you also, speaking of those of us who are saved, you also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Can you imagine that? God accepts our thanksgiving today in the same way that he accepted a sacrifice of an animal shed blood for thanksgiving in the Old Testament, and we get to do that because of what Jesus Christ has done for us. Man, no wonder Paul said, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I just quoted 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. The sacrifice has already been given. I can come to God under any circumstances and at any time in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and give thanks, because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. The sacrifice has already been made. We don't have to wait to bring a lamb. Praise the Lord. Oh, I'm telling you, when I started looking at Leviticus chapter 7 and seeing these great truths that you're hearing preached today, they excited my heart. And now that I'm telling you what the Bible says, it excites my heart again. I pray that God is edifying and strengthening you in your desire to be thankful. So the thanksgiving offering is a peace offering. The thanksgiving offering is an offering. The thanksgiving offering is a sacrifice. And notice something else. The thanksgiving offering is offered, this is beautiful, with leavened bread. Now, in verse 12, we see that he's offering unleavened cakes, unleavened wafers, and cakes mingled with oil of fine flour. But in verse 13, he says this, besides the cakes, he shall offer for his offering leavened bread with the sacrifice of thanksgiving of his peace offerings. Now listen, there's no other offering that he can make with leavened bread. This is the only one. And because it is the only one, the fact that he can offer leavened bread stands out like, what in the world does that mean? Why do we get to do that? And I think there's probably a couple of reasons. One, and the most important, is this. The significance of being able to offer leavened bread with a thanksgiving offering is that thanksgiving is offered to God from an imperfect man to a perfect God. Leavened bread has that, you know, that mixture in there, and everywhere you find out about God and bread, he wants that leaven taken out. But here he recognizes, you know what? You aren't perfect, but I'm going to let you offer this sacrifice of praise to me with thanksgiving, and I'm going to accept it because of what Jesus Christ did for you. God accepts our offering because of Jesus. The perfect man offered himself in sacrifice for us. God accepts our offering because of Jesus, but, listen, he accepts it from us nevertheless. Now, the idea of leavened bread is like, wow, that's really good. You know, in leavened bread, you get some of that kind of hard thought about hard bread that doesn't taste as good, and leavened bread seems to taste good. You know what I think it has to do with also is the fact that when you thank God and you get that peace, there's joy that comes with that. There is rejoicing that is associated with this sacrifice of Jesus Christ and this offering of thanksgiving. I believe that's right. Now I'm going to show you something else that's in here. The thanksgiving offering is eaten the same day that it is offered. In Leviticus chapter 7 and verse 15, the flesh of the sacrifice of his peace offerings for thanksgiving shall be eaten the same day that it is offered. He shall not leave any of it until the morning. All right, what does that mean? Well, because you've been able to put some of these things together that we're seeing in Leviticus chapter 7, you probably know exactly what that means. That means that this offering, okay, was not good for the next day. It was only good for the day that it was offered. And so for you and I to offer Thanksgiving tomorrow, we would have had to make another sacrifice, another offering, you see? But since Jesus Christ was once offered for sins forever, and his sacrifice has been made forever, you know what we can do? We can be thankful every day. You know what we should do? We should be thankful every day. You know what we are to do? We are to be thankful every day. Every day, offer your thanksgiving to God. Why? You got an open door. He says if it has to be eaten all the same day, your thanksgiving yesterday isn't going to be good enough for today. You got it? Yesterday, you say, well, yesterday I was very thankful. God ought to accept that. Today is a new day. Be thankful today. You say, well, yeah, but boy, 2 days in a row, well, tomorrow I won't have to thank him. Hey, it only lasts one day. It only lasts one day. Come back to the Lord and be thankful every single day. You know something? In this age where people have become ungrateful and thank you notes are rarely sent, if you notice that, if you've given high school graduation presents lately or college graduation presents lately, good luck getting a thank you note. You know what? In this age of ingratitude, don't succumb to the current conditions of that ingratitude. Be thankful. Be thankful every day. You say, who do I thank? Thank God. Thank God. Now, of course, you be thankful to other people, but this message isn't about that. It's about thanking God. He doesn't get nearly enough thanks. He gets too much cursing, not nearly enough thanking. Thank God. And let him and other people know what you're thanking him for. Let his deeds be known. You know, because of Jesus, those of us who are saved ought to be more thankful than anyone else in the world. Because we have constant access to the Father through Jesus' shed blood. You know what I say? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I pray this message has been a help to you. Going over here to Leviticus chapter 7, where you think you and I aren't going to dig up anything that's pertinent to us, we have found a gold mine. We now know that we can have peace with God when we're thankful in our prayer life. We know that we are offering thanksgiving, and we are offering it directly to God Almighty, the source of our provision. And we offer our thanksgiving because of the sacrifice of the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, which has given us this access. And when we do this thanksgiving, in spite of the fact that we're not perfect, God accepts our sacrifice. And since it's something that we ought to do every day, I say, thank God today, and when you wake up in the morning, thank him tomorrow, and keep it going till Jesus comes. Amen.
You have been listening to The Unknown Bible, the radio ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. For information about our church, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's my3bc.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Rand Morgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit with us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you.
Hallelujah.